Hi, Shakur.
Hey, is this Raymond?
It's Raymond.
Hey, Raymond, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You're speaking with Alberto. He told me to give you a call here.
Yep. Why is my click so high?
Why are your clicks so high? So speaking with Alberto
for cost. Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying demand. So it's like a stock, right? So it's an average. So it goes based off of a bidding war. Right. So it costs more to get you there as of right now. Once the demand goes higher, then it doesn't really cost that much to get you there. So that's how that does work.
Okay. Why are you guys higher than Yelp then?
Is Yelp doing a cost per click? I don't know what Yelp is because we don't work with Yelp. We just work with Google.
Well, Charlie, you told me you'd be cheaper than You would be cheaper than Yelp, okay? Google is always cheaper than Yelp, which is not true. You are a lot higher.
I just give you an average cost of what our customers have mm-hmm. for their clicks, and I just take that average, and I say these are the average clicks of what's going on here, and you could be on the high end, you could be on the low end, you could be in the middle, but it does depend on demand. Like, I can't say, hey, everybody go on Google and call Raymond, right? So it's placing you at that time of them searching. And everybody goes to Google first before they do it. 97% of people search on Google first. That's just a statistic fact. And then they go wherever after. They either go to a third party for a Yelp or an Angie's, or they'll go to the second or third or fourth page, stuff like that. But for us, 97% of people search on Google first, and then 90% of those searches stay on that first page placements of Google.
Okay, so why is Yelp so... For another thing is, I only got 19 calls so far this month. 19 calls. So if I were to average that out to 300 and whatever dollars...
So your cost per click is, Alberto was telling me that they were at, let me see. Yeah, give me a sec. Just said it. $10.50 as of right now.
Mm-hmm. 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 So I'm not even getting a call a day. Average for 300 and whatever it is dollars a month.
Yeah, I mean, we can place you on a smaller package on it if you don't want to do the cost per click.
Hold on. Smaller package. Why would I want to do that when this doesn't even work?
Because you wouldn't have to pay cost per click. You would just be in your local area at the first page placements for a flat rate, and you wouldn't have to have like these cost per click deals. That's what I was explaining to you last time, and you're like, well, I want to do a cost per click because we'd have to invest more money and then we can place it into more areas. But we can do a smaller package where you'd be on the map section of the first page placements at just like a flat rate month to month. Now we could utilize Facebook to bring that cost down. So Google is the highest cost per click right now. Like, Facebook is cheaper because it's a retargeting campaign, but everyone's going to Google first. Yelp gets to make their stuff, I don't know how they work, they get to make their prices. So if they're telling you that, hey, it's going to be this much per click and that's what they're charging you, I have no control over what Yelp offers.
It gives me an average. It's showing an average per click per click on my ad. That's what it's showing.
Yeah.
$4 and something.
Yeah, and like I said, for us, it could go all the way down to $4 too per click. But that's going off of Yelp's. That's going off a Yelp deal, right? So for us on Google, it can as well. On Facebook, per click is anywhere from.
I have an idea what's going on here. I know how this is working. You guys are not as big as Yelp. Yelps get a better deal, and they're getting a better deal than you guys. So you guys are making money off of my clicks. I understand what's going on here, but
we're not making money off of your clicks. That goes into Google. That's going straight to Google itself.
So why does Yelp get away with this then?
Yelp is a third-party platform. They're not through Google.
I know that, but they have to use Google site. I mean, that's how they get. That's where I'm getting my calls through Google. People Google it, and it comes up probably as Yelp, top 10 Yelp, and they click on it. That's how they have to get me through Google.
Sure, but they're also, I mean, they send leads to everybody and anybody, so that's how they do it. They're flipping leads. We're not flipping leads. We're just placing you at that first page placement at that time of search. So it's just a click to call
for you.
You
know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I'm getting calls like from you from Barstow.
From
how in the world is that happening? Yes. From your site, I'm getting calls from Barstow. I'm in crazy cities. Way out there.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Let me see here. Give me a second. Let me see the notes.
I mean, that stuff there is $20 down the drain. Boom, just like that. For nonsense. Not even my area. Not even close.
Yeah. Why put the surrounding city in your...
I don't think that was Yelp. That's not rounding cities. That's like 150 miles out.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be 150 miles out. And I didn't put that, so I don't know why you're receiving that. I'm trying to find notes here. Barstow, interesting. I mean, I can let my tech team know. I don't know why you're receiving those. I mean, they're the ones that do the programming for your Google Business profile stuff. So I can say, hey, why are we receiving calls in Barstow if he's in Ontario, Chino Hills, Eastvale, Rancho Cucamonga, Diamond Bar? I literally put these zip codes in here for you.
So what's this other option you're saying? Local listing. What is that?
The local listing, you already have that with us with the Google Business Profile. We help you with that, putting you on the first page in the map section. That just gets you like a 10 to 15 mile radius around your area. So anybody that's closest to you that's like looking for appliances near me, you would pop up on that first page placements of Google, and then they would just click to call you directly.
I don't see it. I don't, when I Google myself, for a plant repair, I don't see myself there at all at the front page, like in the second or third page.
Really? Let me see. Well, let me see.
I mean, I'm looking under that one site where it's not on the maps. It's beneath that. And I'm clicking on maybe two pages maybe, or one page. Depends, but never on the front. I never see myself on the front.
Appliances in...
Is there a way to boost that up?
Ontario. So, I mean, as of right now, you have a suspended account. You've paused your account with us.
Yeah,
so
to the first.
Yeah.
Going out of town.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, it's paused. So once you give me a sec. I see appliance doctors on the first page of Google in Ontario, California.
If I do it right now, it's going to be there?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I see it. It says appliance doctors.
Doctors or doctor?
Doctor.
Me?
Yeah, doctor. 626-626. Yeah, 626-800-5517.
So if I put appliance repair in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Appliance repairs in Ontario, California.
Appliance repair, yeah, Ontario. Let me see.
Yeah. You're in the middle of the first page.
Well, I don't see myself in the middle of the first page. I see Mr. Electric Ontario. I don't know who that is. Alex Appliance Repair, Veterans, Sears.
Right.
And I go to more businesses. Then I'm still going down. Let's see. Where'd it go?
Appliance Doctor. So you're...
I'm actually
in
the second page.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... You're ninth or tenth down on that first page placements of Google?
How do I get to go up?
We would continue to keep programming you. But like I said before, these things are algorithms for the first page placements on the map section. So
okay,
we continue
another thing
to,
is, does more money put me up there closer?
No, it doesn't. No.
It doesn't?
No. So if somebody calls you and say, hey, we can get you to the absolute number one spot, that's not how that one works. That one is just consistently programming you. It's a horse race. If you do stop it, you would just fall down, but you're constantly trying to get to that first spot. So that's why we constantly keep programming you for the highest deals. Now, you've only been with us for what? There are 2 months now.
Okay, my question is that if I were to put more money, then why will be the purpose to put more money if you couldn't get me up closer?
So that's why we were.
So you're gonna charge me more money for per click then instead of $10. Now we're looking at maybe $20-$30 for the same results. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I was telling you is if you didn't want to do a per click deal. On the map section on that one, it's not a per click. So anybody can call you like 1,000 times. So, you know, that's just an example. They can call you 1,000 times. It wouldn't cost you per click at all. When you do a sponsorship or like a paid advertisement on the very, very top of Google where you have those things, that's when you're charging like a per click deal, and that's why it gets expensive. Now, if you want to,
that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so the one that I just looked at is this basic there all the time, pretty much, right?
Sure,
you're
yeah.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
What am I paying for now?
You're paying for an advertisement. So that places you above the map section. It comes about, it's sponsored. But as of right now, you have our services on pause, so you're not going to see yourself pop up there because we're not running anything right now. It's on pause.
I've never seen it up there. Let me see. Let me do that. Let me see. I've never seen it up there.
You're not going to see it up there right now either because,
no.
I mean, it's... I believe... I understand what you're saying too, but if you do a search now, it's not going to show at all because it's on pause.
Where's the sponsor thing on this thing? Where's this show? Where's the sponsor?
At the top.
The front page.
At the top, you see the ones that say sponsored on there?
Yeah.
Is it right there by the stars? It says sponsored?
Yeah.
You would pop up with those people that say sponsored.
It says Google guaranteed. That's what you're talking about?
That's a Google guaranteed, and those are also sponsors as well.
So I would have to pay more money to be more consistently in these front three. Like there's three of them, right? There's three people here, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to be more consistently up there, you would pay more money per click. I mean, but it's like, so let's say your $300 runs out and there's 3 days left in the month. You're obviously,
yeah.
There's no more money. So you're not going to pop up at all, right? But
right.
If you wanted to expand that to, let's say you want to be like, oh, well, let's throw another 150 in there. So that way we can stay within the whole month. And then it would stay within the whole month and it would be up there, right? But again, that's if it's going out. If the demand isn't high, then your ads aren't leaving. You see what I mean? Like you're not spending the whole amount of money for the 3 weeks. You're there every month in the sponsorship ads. So if you go to sponsorship, you'll see like there's a lot of companies there too, right?
Where
so if you say show more. Yeah, if you say show more, you'll see companies there as well.
Oh, so it says repairs.
You'll see Giovanni's Appliances, ProTech, Refrigerator Repair, Baymasters, On-Call Appliances, Big C Homes, Max Appliances. Those guys are all paying advertisement dollars there too. So
if I would have to pay more to get consistently in this area and define my area a little bit closer?
What do you mean define your area a little bit closer? Like stay within range?
Yeah, how many zip codes do I have now pretty much?
Pretty much right now you have cities. So you have Ontario, Chino Hills, Eastvale, Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Diamond Bar.
Okay.
So you have 8 cities right now.
Yeah, sometimes they get called, like you said, out of Barstow.
Yeah, that's super weird too. So I'll put a notice here, and then I'm actually going to talk with my guy, Alberto, that you were talking to. He's on the tech side. I'm going to ask him about that because that's super unusual for you to be able to. Now, if somebody knows you and they called you out of there, we have nothing about that, but I don't know if you know anybody out in Barstow, but you shouldn't be you shouldn't be placed in Barstow is what I'm saying. It should be right there in your surrounding areas. Like the names that I named off to you right here.
Okay, so if I were to put more money, after a month, and say I put, say, $1,000 or $1,500 into my budget, total budget, I'm going to only get the same amount of calls but more money?
It doesn't go based off of calls. It goes based on how many people are clicking to you, right? So, like, I can't say, hey.
It says, hold on. It says right here, call. Call. So, if I click that, they're going to call me. It's not a click. It's a call.
Right. Right. But what I'm saying is that if the demand isn't high, I don't know how many people are going to search and call your, there's no way to say, hey, if you put $1,000, you're going to get 50 calls this month. If you put $500, you're only going to get 25 calls this month. There's no way to gauge that. That's not how Google works. Google works as a billboard. So we're putting your billboard up on the 5 freeway so that way everybody can see it, opposed to the billboard on a freeway out in the desert where nobody sees it, right? That's where we're placing you on that first page placement. Now, once they call you, that they're just calling you. So 1 month you could get more calls than other. The cost of it can go down per click, or other months it could be slow because the demand isn't so high and the cost per click is a lot higher. So that's how that works. It's like a bidding system though. So if there's a lot of calls generated within that first page placements of Google for that month, well, the cost of that goes down. You see what I mean? But there's no way for me to...
When I first talked to you, you said I would get 2-3 calls a day.
I said you could possibly get 2 or 3 calls a day putting yourself on that first page of Google right there on that for the paid advertisements, because we're going to be targeting these areas. Now, obviously, I didn't want you to get calls from Barstow, but that is a deal, because I remember we had talked about how the month before that there was a lot of people that were calling in those areas, right? But again, that gauge is based month to month on how people are utilizing your services. See what I mean? Now, like I said, we can do a cheaper package if you want, and we can utilize Facebook retargeting campaigns. We only allocate $100 to that if you want to do that. And we can build you out
of cheaper. I want to get calls. That's the main object. I don't want to go cheaper and not get nothing. That's what's going to happen. If I went cheaper, hardly get anything. I'd be lucky if I get 5 calls a month. I want your route. All I want is, I want calls. And for the money I'm spending, and I'm only getting 19 people calling me, that's that's not even one a day. Not even a call. And $10 per average? You sold me pretty good, Charlie. And I don't like to be pretty much lied to. And that's pretty much being lied to. You never told me that. So I'm going to think about what I got to do here. Because either I stick with Yelp totally or I don't know. Because you're telling me a different story now. All you want me to do is get me in the door. But, you know, I stand by what someone's going to tell me.
And same here.
You're not even close. You told me it would be cheaper than Yelp. I mean, if you're like $6, $5, but you're $10.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I can work on that with my tech team here, and we can.
I want, you know what, Charlie, what I want is calls. I'm paying you to get calls. If I don't get calls, I get upset. I think I'm wasting my money. I'm throwing money away. Some of these stupid calls, they're dumb calls. Some of these people, I'm telling you right now, Google customers are different than Yelp customers, for sure. There's no doubt in my mind there. Yelp people are serious, most of them. And a lot of them are serious in Google, but most of them are serious in Yelp. They really want it. Google people are just Googling. They're not like, they're just searching around Googling. And then some are serious. So I don't know. Maybe you do get more on Google, but I'm telling you what, you know, when someone tells me something and then I get total opposite, I'm not very happy. I'm not very happy about it. When they told me about 3-4 days ago they were charging me $10 per click, I said, wow. The first thing I thought, Charlie lied to me. Just get me in the door. And that's what it is.
Well, I got a month to think about it.
So.
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to mislead you or anything like that. I was trying to get you on the best place possible for your company and placing you at that first page placements of Google. That's what we do for customers. That's what we do for clients. I wasn't trying to come off, like that. I wasn't trying to lie to you or anything like that. I was just trying to say, hey, on Google, that's where 90% of people searches. That's where typically it is the cheapest rate, right? So we've had customers who come from Yelp, come from Angie's Lead, stuff like that, say it's way too expensive on there, and we get the cost per leads a lot closer and down on Google. We take that average, and then we're like, okay, these are the average of how we can do these things. Based off of like a demand and stuff like that in your area, you know, I can't guarantee you like, hey, you know, for, like I said, if you're going to put more money into it, I'd rather you not, because if the demand isn't there, then you're just throwing $1,000 into advertising when the demand isn't there, right? So
if the demand's not there, where does my money go?
It goes per click on that. That's why they were saying it was cost.
And the click goes higher, right? And the click goes higher.
Right, and then if the demand is high, the click goes lower. I mean, that's with anything, right? I mean, the more there's less of something, the price goes up. The more there's more of something, the price goes down. So that's how
they see that money out there. They see that money out there. Well, Mr. Smith has got $50 out there still, and there's only like 2 days left, so let's charge him $25 a click. So we can get that money. That's how Google works, right?
No, it just goes based off of an average. So if you get like, let's say you get 19 clicks, they base that off of the $300 on that average, right? Or if they go based, like, let's say you were to get more clicks, well, that average goes down because now you're getting more clicks to your Google Business Pro, I mean, your Google ad, that now those costs per clicks are going a lot more down. So.
Okay, let's say there's 20 techs out there in my area. Right?
Okay.
And business is really slow and I got $1,000 out there. Okay? So.
Okay.
There's only so many picks, so many calls coming in. Google says, wait a minute. He's got $1,000 out. This guy's got $15. This guy's $800. So we got to get this money. So we're going to average Ray $20 a pick. This guy's going to be $30 a pick because there's only, you know, 400 calls or 400 clicks coming in. So I can get 5 calls and get charged what? $100 a pick or call because the things are real slow? Is that how it works?
If nobody's clicking your deals, then the cost per click does go higher. But if people are clicking it, like let's say you would have got 2 calls. It would have been, what, for $300, it would have been $150 a click, right? But, you know, obviously you're not going to get 2 clicks, right? So it goes based off of the average of clicks.
You're talking about clicks or calls?
It goes based off of clicks to calls. So as soon as they click to call on your sponsorship, that's where they charge you per click. So if somebody clicks your advertisement, you're getting charged there. If that's what I was saying, on the Google Business Profile in the map section, it's an unlimited service. They don't charge that. But that's only a 10 to 15 mile range when you're looking to get into all these other cities and zip codes.
Okay, that one you're talking about, unlimited. There's only a certain amount of money you can put into it and that's it?
We just have it's just a flat rate.
So nobody can boost their ratings up by money?
No.
Is that how it works? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. So if somebody were to say, hey, Ray, if you pay me $10,000, I'll put you on the absolute very top of the Google listing for the map section and you'll never move. That's false. Right? It goes based off an algorithm on that one. So it's just a flat rate on a month to month. It doesn't get charged per lead, per call, per job.
Do I ever get underneath where it says businesses, maps? I never see my ad there. I see Sears Appliance Repair there all the time. What are they paying to get there?
I have no idea. We don't work with them.
Or Alex Repair or Veteran Air. Right under the maps, it says businesses. There's only 3 people that get there normally at the time.
Right. It goes based off of an algorithm. So they could fall off and you could go up there, but it's not guaranteed. That's never a guaranteed position is on those first 3 placements.
Where is these first 3 coming from? Are they coming from where I'm at now?
I don't know where they're based out of. We don't work with them. Like I told
you
before.
What I'm trying to say, where are these 3 people coming from? On the same area that I'm advertising? On the bottom? Where it says more businesses? Under map?
They're in the map section, yeah.
Why are they there all the time? Same people. Majority of these same people are there all the time. So, you know, this is being manipulated. You know, this business is being manipulated by Google. And they're charging more, not a flat fee and guaranteeing you a flat fee for a certain amount of money. And if you don't get it, then you don't get charged. But what it sounds like to me, and Yelp doesn't do that. Yeah, they do charge. But if they don't give you the clicks, they're not going to make it up by clicks. I mean, it's slow. So I don't know. I got to think about what I'm going to do here because I got to figure out who's ripping off and who's better. That's all I'm going to figure. Who's better to rip off? I mean, what do I get my better ads at? And I don't see it through Google right now. I see 19 calls for $300-something. I should get more than that. I should at least get 1.5. 1.5 calls average, at least.
Yeah, you absolutely should. No, I agree. And if the demand is there, then, I mean, and you're populating there, then they have that ability to contact you directly right then and there. But I can't.
Okay, I'm going to think about something, and then I'll have to get back to you. I'll have to think about what I'm going to do here because I'm kind of trying to figure where my money's going to go and what's going to work the best. That's all I gotta do, cause I'm not gonna throw money away. Maybe I'll try it maybe one more time, big time on where I'm at now and see how that works. When I get back, maybe I'll do something, change. But I don't know. I'm confused because I just don't like people telling me something and they don't back it up at all. At all. I mean, if Yelp has almost four or five bucks, I mean, you should be able to at least match that. You're not even matching it. It's worse. Worse than Yelp. And you told me we'll be better. So I'm not going to go over and over again. I just got to think about what I'm going to do here when I get back. And then we'll go from there. But you got to get me out of going from Barstow, okay? I mean, calls like that burn me up.
I've already sent it out to Alberto. He's looking into why that happened. So I've already messaged him about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to figure this out. I mean, so you think if I advertise more that I'll be more up in the sponsor area? If I put more money into it?
I mean, it's a bidding system, so the more money you put, the longer you're going to stay up there. You know what I mean? But again, it's not going to, if it's slow, I'm just telling you right now, if it's slow on the demand, then it's still going to be, a cost per click is still going to be high. If you put $1,000 and the demand is high, the cost per click is going to go down. That's all it is. You see what I'm
saying?
What's
the average you think they pay up there in that area? What do you think the average they pay per click?
Well, as of right now, you're paying $10.50, so it's the averages across the board.
No, so these guys that are in front, top three, they're probably paying more than that, right? Probably at least.
Oh, you're talking about the guys that's up there at the top? I have no idea. I have no idea. We don't work with those guys. Like I told you, we only work with one company per industry per area, so we're only working with you in that area. We're not working with
But don't you know what they charge up there? Because you said sponsor area where it says Google Guarantee, where is it sponsored? Highly rated appliance repair service. You don't know what these guys average pay?
I don't know what their average, what they're doing per click. I don't know, because they could do something that they're putting $10,000 into their cost per click. I have no idea what their ad budget is. That's between them and whoever they're doing their business with.
So you don't have any customers? You don't have any customers that are in that area?
Not for appliance repair, no. It's just you that was there.
Okay. All right.
And then it goes based on, and then every industry is different. So if I say, like, hey, I got a pool guy here that does pool services, and his cost per click is, you know, 50 cents, that's going to be misleading to you because you're doing appliance repair, right? So, you know, I don't.
Like this guy's here in appliance repair, right? This is Veterans Air. He does air conditioning. How could a guy be air conditioning bringing on appliances?
He just has that as one of his key phrases for appliance repair.
So he's taking up a spot just because he doesn't do appliance repair. I don't think he does.
Yeah, it's
Sears, of course they do. Sears, of course they do, course.
I mean, it says Veterans
Air. This guy says air conditioning.
Yeah, it says Veterans Air and Appliance Repair. So I don't know if he does it. It does say air conditioning repair services for sure, but that's also an appliance. So he probably is just very niche to, if somebody calls him and he's like, hey, I only do the air conditioning side. Do you guys need help with that? I don't know. We don't work with Veterans Air and Appliance Repair.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, if I put enough money, there's a possibility I can get up there just under Maps. Not Maps, I'm sorry, we're sponsored.
The sponsorship, yeah. I mean, right now you're not even populating because you're on pause, right, yeah. But again, I don't want you to just throw away money just to throw away money. Like, if you're going to put $1,000 and it's slow, then the $1,000 is just going to place you, it's a bidding war. So the more money you place, obviously, you're going to populate longer there. But if you're not, and it's slow, and the average cost is still, you know, $10.50, it's still going to be $10.50, whether you put $1,000 in or $300. It doesn't fluctuate based off of that. It goes based off of clicks and calls.
All right, let me think about what I'm going to do when I get back.
Okay.
I mean, right, if you don't think it's going to work, then I won't do it.
I just don't want you to put $1,000 in, and if your cost per click is at $10.50, putting more money is just going to mean it's going to be $10.50 per $1,000 instead of per $300. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you might be there longer because, you know, you have $1,000 in, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the average cost is going to fall.
So it could go higher than $10 per click.
It could. If it's slower than what it is now. It could go higher than $10 per click, or it could go lower, but it just doesn't mean that, hey, if I put in more money, my cost per click is going to go down. That's not what it means. It just
means you're saying more calls. I'm just saying more calls.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to be on the same page as you. It's like, hey,
if I do $1,000 and 10, if I'm only getting 19 calls or whatever, $20 calls a month, right, then my average click is going to be really, really $50 a click. Or $40 a click, whatever it might be. It'll be really high. Or
right.
A call. I'm not talking about clicks. Right. I'm talking about call.
Right.
So I average it by calls. I don't care by clicks. Clicks don't give me jobs, right? Calls give me calls, jobs. That's where I'm at. All right, I got to think. I'm not wasting your time now, so I got to think about what I'm going to do here. Because it's not proven to me that it's working like I thought it would. I know
right.
it's slow right now. Times are slow right now.
Yeah.
The economy is slowed down. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do here.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Brother.
Well, let me know if you. Yeah. Let me know when you come back from vacation. You have a safe trip, and then we'll talk when you come back.
All right. Maybe to figure out by then. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.